Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It is high. It is far. It is gone.
There's no better way to celebrate your favorite MLB team than by visiting Baseballism, the official lifestyle brand of baseball. Baseballism specializes in apparel for men, women, and children, and now offers officially licensed MLB team apparel. For a limited time, get 15% off your next order by using the code PODCAST at checkout. Shop now at Baseballism.com or visit Baseballism San Francisco on the corner of King and 3rd. Baseballism is America's brand.
Suicide is something that affects all of us, and we can all play a part in saving lives. Make a difference in your community by walking out of the darkness with us on Saturday, September 10th at Pier 27. Help spread awareness and understanding. Send the message that help is available and raise funds for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Find a walk near you at afsp.org/walksfbayarea.
Rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Good morning on Thursday, the 4th of August. You know, every once in a while in this game, on this podcast, you get one right. Yesterday, I told you the new Astro was going to be fully comfortable in his second game.
Trey Mancini got an at bat last night in the ninth inning. That one hit well to left. Welcome to Houston, Trey Mancini.
Welcome to Crush City, Trey Mancini. That's how you introduce yourself to a new ball club and fan base.
He said the Crawford boxes suit my game defensively and offensively. And he pounded that one 101 miles an hour off the bat.
Yep, Trey Mancini homered as predicted into J.P. Crawford's boxers. Yes, he did. Is that where it went? Ryan, I get confused.
Yes, it did. That is okay. Exactly where that home run ball went.
Why was Crawford up there? Why was he up there? The Mariners were at Yankee Stadium. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well,
anyway.
Well, you know, the Astros have had the Mariners number all season long, just trying to get some extra scouting in before the playoffs.
And I happened to have the fly open, and there you go. Caught a home run ball. Good for JP. Anyway, Hope you got Trey Mancini in as your pick before that day game began. This is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Mancini, one of many trade deadline acquisitions to make an impact in wins for their new teams. We'll break some of that down with highlights later on. But first, State of the Streak. Three of the top five selected hitters went hitless. So there's a bloodbath in the top 10 of the leaderboard. Chappie is done at 38. 03-2004 Amanda is done at 37 because Trey Turner went hitless with three Ks. When he struck out to end the seventh, I imagine Chappie and Amanda both on the edge of the couch, maybe together, holding hands, watching the highlight, then hoping for a Turner at bat in the ninth. It never came. The Dodgers' ninth ended with Turner on deck. I have been there. Man, that is brutal. Another streaker is gone is the streaker named Red Sox, who has played an occasional Boston hitter like once or twice a week, being the tortoise, not the hare. El Tortugo. Red Sox is toast. Rafael Devers among those dominated by Jose Urquidy of the Astros. So our top streaker is now Sean 36, whose streak is at 39 with a couple leadoff hitters, Tim Anderson of the White Sox, and this man who got it done in his very first at-bat for the Mets.
Soft line drive to the right side. That'll get down for a base hit. Starling Marte aboard with one out here in the first.
So, Sean 36 at 39. Others in the top 10 include M. Toddy 71 at 36, and a host of streakers at 32, including one named Drunk as Hull. Having interviewed former Blackhawk Bobby Hull on several occasions, I approve of this username. Our high watermark on the season continues to be Kyoshi Lotus, 26. With 45, that's 10 grand. If you get to 57, of course, it's $5.6 million. I want someone to do it this year. This year, while we're podcasting, while we're killing it, I want it to be done. Here's what we learned yesterday. Welcome to the Padres, Juan Soto. Welcome, Josh Bell. A day earlier, welcome, Josh Hader. But it was the other guy, the fourth highest profile addition from the Padres, that made Don Orsillo straight up giddy on the play-by-play call.
Drury to left field. Connor Joe going back. Brandon Drury now plays. It's Slam Diego. Brandon Drury in his first AB in a Padres uniform hits a grand slam. Why? Because he's in Slam Diego.
Don had to get it in twice. It makes him so happy.
I mean, one time is fine, but twice? Come on, man.
Come on, man. There were 44,600 people at Petco. It's the biggest crowd of the year. Don Orsillo was feeling it. Soto singled and walked twice. Josh Bell got on base. Manny Machado was a triple shy of the cycle. That lineup is a problem. Brandon Drury, you sent me this note, Ryan. Brandon Drury becomes just the fifth player in the expansion era to hit a grand slam in his first plate appearance with a new team. And I got to tell you, I hope the rest of Brandon Drury's career goes better than the other guys on that list. Did you see the list? Daniel Nava, Kevin Kuzmanoff, Jeremy Hermida. Like, this feat does not necessarily seem like a jumpstart for a long and productive career.
The other one is Hector Luna. Who can forget Hector Luna?
Raising my
Phillies.
Hand.
Yeah.
Raising my hand, mm-hmm. Having forgotten Hector Luna. But anyway, that Padres lineup is ridiculous. The Mets lineup is ridiculous as well. But they've struggled in the DH spot all year. They were bottom third in MLB in OPS from the designated hitter spot before they picked up a couple over the last week or so. Darren Ruff will do it from the right side. And this hefty lefty has reached base now 16 times in 34 plate appearances with the Mets.
2-2 on the way from Weems. And Vogelbach gets one in the air along the right field line. Back toward the corner. Back goes Palacios. And it's out of here! A grand slam for Daniel Vogelbach. His first home run as a Met, and he scores four. 13th home run of the season. His first RBIs as a Met, and it's a quartet. Daniel Vogelbach makes his mark, and it's 6-0 New York.
Vogelbach has a 905 OPS against righties. Darren Ruff has an 886 OPS against lefties. So that should work as a DH tandem. The White Sox may be having a moment. They've won 7 out of 9, 12 of their last 18. The offense is showing up behind Eloy Jimenez, who's on a crazy hot streak, and this former MVP who has resumed his slugging ways.
1-1. Well struck right field. Is Bell back at the track? And Jose Abreu makes it a 4-0 ball game.
Well, we told you that Jose is going to start hitting him out of the ballpark. You could just see it by the contact he was making and the fact that he was using the whole field. This time he just wallops this to right center field, his 14th of the year. He's driven in 55. And the big man is doing what he's done every August of his career, which is start to kill American League pitchers.
Abreu's third homer in the last four games, part of a 35-game stretch where he's hitting 375. And in August, like Steve Stone says, he turns into Hank Greenberg. A career batting average over 218 games in August of 334 with 58 homers for Abreu. Maybe August in Chicago feels most like Cuba. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. Hey, this guy isn't a new Philly, but production from him sure would be new.
Fly ball, center field. On the run is Heredia. Back toward the wall. It is gone! Just off the edge of the tree, a two-run home run for Castellanos. It's his first one since the end of June, and the Phillies take a 3-1 lead. And it couldn't have come at a better time.
Just a beautiful piece of hitting. And this is the kind of stuff that we've been expecting from Nick Castellanos pretty much all year.
Oh, yeah, join that club. We've all been waiting. The Beat the Streak villain has been struggling. But I think this is finally it. What do you think, Porth? Last nine games, he's hitting 389, 14 for 36, two doubles, a homer, five ribbies, struck out only five times in 38 plate appearances. Do you trust Nick Castellanos now?
I'm not impressed. I will never trust that guy. No.
Oh,
the answer is N-O. No.
All right. Well, we'll see. It's a test. This is his best nine-game stretch as a Philly. Our picks are next on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits.
Hey, everyone. I'm Ron Darling.
And I'm Jimmy Rollins.
The official baseball rulebook is full of all sorts of strange rules.
But the unwritten rulebook is even weirder.
We each come from different eras, and we each were taught to play the game in different ways.
In this new podcast series, we're going to break down all of the unwritten rules that govern the game, from throwing out a batter to stealing bases during a blowout.
Check out Unwritten from Odyssey and MLB. New episodes start June 1st.
Find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got 24 teams in action today. 13 games because the Cubs and the Cardinals have a split doubleheader. We always give you a daily stay away. Yesterday we went with a hard one. Luis Castillo made his Mariners debut at Yankee Stadium. Five hits, eight Ks, dominated from the jump. Almost got through seven. You see Scott Service likened him to King Felix with that changeup command. That's a nice fit at the deadline. Today, got the Twins at home against Alec Manoa. That's scary. Giants at home against Clayton Kershaw would slow you down. But stay away from the Guardians. Yes, the pesky contact Guardians at home. Even Stephen Kwan is on a 17-game hit streak. Why? Because the Nolan Ryan of his generation, Justin Verlander, is on the mound. Last two starts for Verlander, 18 and two-thirds innings, just nine hits allowed. His whip on the season is 0.87. You know he goes deep. Stay away from the Guardians.
You stay away, I stay away.
What you got for the fourth pick today, sir?
Well, you mentioned earlier how August is Jose Abreu's month. I think he's going to continue to rake tonight in Texas. Abreu has home runs in back-to-back games against the Royals. The new series against the Rangers starts tonight again in Texas. Cole Reagans is making his major league debut tonight for the Rangers. I think the widely vet Abreu takes the lefty to school. Abreu has a hit in 34 of his last 39 games. He has a .357 batting average on the road this season. And again, August, by far Abreu's best month. You mentioned .334 batting average earlier. There's no other month on Abreu's resume with a batting average over .300.
Right? It's Cuba. It feels like Cuba right now. I'm going with that. All right, there it is. The fourth pick is Jose Abreu. Time now for my Daily Double A. First of all, though, you're on a seven-game streak on the fourth pick, right?
I am.
You're seven in a row?
I am.
So, you know, as a lot of people do, Go ahead and fade my picks if you want and just go with Porth. My analytical pick. Did you know Miguel Cabrera is hitting 351 against lefties? 351, that's eighth best in baseball. He's happily accepting the Oppo's singles. He'll get one or maybe two today against Jeffrey Springs of the Rays, who is not an opener. He is a starter, usually goes four or five innings. He's done both, but when he starts, he goes four or five innings. So Jeffrey Springs, Miguel Cabrera will get you. And anecdotally, I'm going back to Ian Happ, who was my pick yesterday in the Cubs-Cardinals game that got rained out against Miles Michaelis in what should be the opener of the day-night doubleheader. He's a 350 hitter against Michaelis and also one more day removed from the trade deadline drama in which Hap stayed put. Please subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits, wherever you get your podcasts, and play the game every day of the MLB season within the MLB Play app for your chance to win 5.6 mil dough. Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits, drops every weekday of the season well before the first game of the day and is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. We, Willie Keeler, said it, but we say it now and we believe it. We want your guys and ours to hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!
Woo! Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.